You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Yes, good morning, Cup of Joe Morning Show. What's up?
If you get anything out of this mumble jumble that I'm saying right now, is I hope that you remember that regardless of the circumstances of your earthly family, you have people in heaven cheering you on. You have a God that made you in his own image that loves you, and you'll always be enough to him, and he'll always be proud of you. And whether or not you hear him say that to your face or through me, I hope you know that there's people cheering you on, you know? And that's what this life is about, living for those moments and knowing that somebody is proud of you and that that will always be God.
The Sound of Life.
Well, I was thinking one time about the whole armor thing, and I thought, boy, there wasn't a man around, a guy, kids, everybody. They must have been a little twinge, okay, maybe a whole lot of enviness. You know, the Roman soldiers, especially the ones on horseback, but a lot of them weren't, but they had that armor. Oh, that was cool. I mean, come on, it really was. So, you know, I mean, Paul's letter, of course, breathed by God to the church in Ephesus. But he was talking about being strong because, but the way he put it is just genius. You know, remember, this is where we learned that our schemes are from the devil. They're not the people we're around. We may think they are. You know, our battles are against, they're not against flesh and blood. They're against rulers and authorities and against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. Wow. And against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. But you've got armor for that. Yes, God has given you that. So he says, take up that whole armor of God. You've heard that 100 times, probably more than 1,000 times. That you can withstand the evil day. You can do that. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. The shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and finally, the sword of the Spirit. That's the word of God. You know what you've just put on? Jesus. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Right there. Yeah. Yeah, amen.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
The rhetorical question is this. Would you keep the lights on, especially in the winter, you know, when it's dark early and stuff, would you keep the lights on in a new building so that people would think that people were there and was working? Well, they did that with the Empire State Building. It was a phenomenal building. And I would say, and you probably realize this, you've probably been to it, but it is the quintessential number one tourist attraction in New York City. That you have to go to see it because, you know, like if you're from Kansas and you go back home and they say, well, they say, this is what they're going to say. Did you see the Empire State Building? And you say, no, it's going to be bad. But it's a phenomenal building structure built in 19. It started in 1930 and they finished it in 20 months. The tallest building in the world for like 40 years, I believe. And it was designed to be the tallest building in the world, and they kept changing the plans until it became the tallest building in the world. But it's phenomenal. 18 months, I think. That's incredible. And, of course, it opened right in the middle of the Depression. And, yes, the owner said, keep lights on. So people, you know, if it's just dark at, you know, 4 in the afternoon when it's getting dark in Manhattan in the winter, it's going to be pretty gloomy. So they did. That's one of the things they did. This Art Deco 102-story building, of course, named after the Empire State. I was told that it was built so fast. 18 months? Crazy. It was built so fast, and this just may be, you know, exaggeration, but it was built so fast that when the steel came in on the trucks from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that it was still warm to the touch, which very well could have been. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's alive that was there then. Pretty amazing structure there. And everybody wants to know what that thing is on the top of it. And this is the crazy thing. Okay. It's a spire that was put on there. Now, I have read that, well, the purpose of the spire was so that they could dock dirigibles. The big, gigantic, you know, you've seen a Goodyear blimp. That's basically something like that. But they had bigger ones, and the idea, this almost doesn't even, it's just so funny. You almost can't get it out. The idea, honestly, this is true. There are diagrams of this. It never happened, as far as I know. Because I don't know anybody that would walk down the gangplank from 102 stories up, a little swaying in the breeze, you know, kid swing down to the deck of the Empire State Building. That's how they would get off. It would dock, and that spire would hold the dirigible, the balloon, and then you would walk off and go down and... That's, boy, you go first, Ed.
I am so shooketh.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
Well, the headline says new believers are baptized in the back of pickup trucks outside movie theater. That's in the parking lot. Yeah. Sunday morning service turned into an afternoon revival recently. People gave their lives to Jesus and were baptized in the back of pickup trucks. Outside a movie theater in Miami. It's a big deal. I mean, when I was growing up, Southern Baptist, you know, that's a pretty big deal. Like the church we went to, they said they started saying every Sunday evening they were going to schedule a baptism. And, you know, it was like, well, you know, they kind of wanted, you know, as soon as you get baptized, as soon as you can. I'm just putting it out there because sometimes it makes it seem like, oh, they're saying that you have to be baptized to be saved. That's not true. But they are being baptized in the back of pickup trucks in the Miami parking lot. Summer of baptism. She said that was the senior leader of the core group, Jenny Weaver. And she's posting to social media. Pastor is Mike Signorelli of V1 Church. I think it's called a church in Miami there. Special service on Sunday morning. He said, we're believing for God to show us what he wants us to do in Miami and have rented two theaters to prepare. We're going fishing for souls and expecting the nets to break. Revival is overflow. And indeed, hundreds showed up. Lives were changed. Worship leaders telling a news agency that God is on the move right there. And we can't stop it. God is moving. We can't stop it. Right.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.